and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who tries to bring programs to you, programming discussions, conversations that we hope you can use. We encourage you each time you listen in to bring your A game. We want you to come ready to really hear what we'll be discussing and really be thinking about what we'll really be discussing. The real talk. Real talk about the real world. Real talk about real life. We try not to just gloss over the surface of these issues. We try to instead look at the reality and look beneath the surface so that we can deal with roots and maybe come up with some answers. Requires a lot of energy, no doubt about that. You know, we have so many things coming at us from so many different directions. It definitely takes some time. It takes some energy. It takes a lot of effort to do something about what challenges us, but it also takes effort to do nothing. It requires energy to do nothing, believe it or not. Sometimes our consciences are saying to us, you need to be doing something. Sometimes our consciences are telling us specifically what actions we need to be taking. And when we are being urged to do something and we fight that urge, we resist that urge, we oppose that urge, we're exerting energy. We are putting out energy. We are putting forth effort. It's just rather than instead of putting forth effort to do something positive, we put forth effort to do nothing. And so, of course, this is one of the programs where you're encouraged to help us with the building process. And instead of building something negative, build something positive, build something that's truly constructive, something that truly benefits society. Even that small part of society that each one of us can impact. We may not be able to influence the world. We may not be able to influence a nation, but we can have a positive influence on someone. Maybe start in our own homes and then move beyond our homes to places where we work, worship, etc. So one of the things we'll be doing today as we bring information that I hope you'll be willing to work with, use, put into play, we're going to take a look at what the APA, the American Psychological Association, is sharing with regards to stress, which is affecting people of all ethnicities, but especially when it comes to its impact on minority populations and low-income populations. Interesting. Some of you probably recall that I shared with you previously that when it comes to the amount of stress, the numbers of stressors is about the same for people of color as it is for white people. But the level of stress, the intensity of the stress, is greater for people of color and for people who have low incomes. And one of the things that they're helping us see is the relationship between stress and health, and particularly health disparities. So to point out that stress-related illnesses and stress-related injuries are estimated to cost the U.S. more than $300 billion per year from accidents, absenteeism, employee turnover, lowered productivity, and direct medical, legal, and insurance costs. Stress can lead to mental health problems. Stress can lead to physical health problems. How many of you recall a conversation that I had, I guess roughly 3 years ago, when I was pointing out some of the findings that indicate very clearly that you can have, for example, a black person and a white person, both with the same income level, both with the same level of education, not just the same degree, but if one has a master's degree in that particular area, the other also has a master's degree in that area. They can have many things in common, but the racial element that brings into play also discrimination for the black person can cause stress for that black person that the white citizen would never, ever experience. They can both have the exact same nutritional plan. They both eat plenty of fruits and vegetables. They both get a lot of foods with omega-3 fatty acids, etc. The same diet, not that they're trying to lose weight, but their eating habits are the same. Their exercise routine is the same. They looked at this. Exercise routine can be the same, but that black person will still have a more difficult time losing inches around the waist because of the added stress, because of the stress that the black person would experience that the white person would never, ever, would never know anything about on a personal level. Not that the white person would not care about the stress of discrimination that the black person, their black counterpart, part would experience. It's just that they would never truly experience it themselves. And you can best believe that that would have an impact mentally. That would have an impact physically. You're talking weight gain in the midsection, the abdominal area, unable to get rid of it because of the stress. And we know that weight gain in the midsection can lead to issues like heart problems, etc. Stress affects how we perceive and react to the outside world. Low socioeconomic status has been associated with negative thinking about ourselves and about the outside world, including low self-esteem, distrust of the intentions of others, and perceptions that the world really is a threatening place and that as a result, life has little meaning. We think about the lady that was run over and killed by that driver in Charlottesville a few months ago. Anger and hostility. And this is anger and a hostility that the driver of that automobile never experienced from a racial standpoint. Can you imagine? And think about this now. We know that there are many people who are members of racist gangs, skinheads, etc., Ku Klux Klan, etc., who often, as children, were abused and or neglected. They grew up angry, feeling like the world had treated them unfairly. Lots of confusion, lots of anger. Anger that they want to take out on someone. Can you imagine, though? Think about this. These people know what it is to be abused and or neglected in their white homes. But they don't know what it is to also be abused because of racial discrimination. Can you imagine black people who not only know what it is, who also know what it is to be abused and or neglected at home, but also know what it is to be mistreated due to racism? So if we can understand why a racist would beat down people who are marching against their racial rhetoric and their racist antics and their racial views and their racist desire to make life more miserable for people of color. And the racists take their weapons with them, ready to harm those who would march against them. And we, you know, a lot of people try to be understanding and point out that, you know, hey, look, what they're doing is not good, but look at their background. And those same people who would come to the defense of the racists would refuse to say the same thing in behalf of the black people who experienced neglect and or abuse at home and racism. And so they have misery on top of misery. And so you can definitely see how they could come to a point where life would have little meaning for them. Stress may also play a role in physical health disparities by affecting behavior. High levels of stress have been consistently associated with a wide variety of negative health behaviors, including smoking, drinking, drug use, and physical inactivity. Have any of you ever been in a bad marriage? And I mean, when I say a bad marriage, I mean, it's not just that every once in a while your spouse just doesn't talk with you. Now, I mean, this is a bad marriage where day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year in and year out for the past 20 years, your spouse has just been ugly. Abusing the children, abusing you, whether emotionally and or physically, cheating on you, constantly lying, refusing to do what can be done to turn things around. You ever notice that after a while, you know, someone is just constantly on you, whether at work, whether at home, they're just constantly making life miserable for you. You ever get tired emotionally and eventually get to the point where the emotional fatigue has an impact on you physically and you literally just don't feel like exercising anymore? I'm not saying that that is a good way to handle life's adversities, but it is a reality. People are just constantly beating on you and beating on you and beating on you. After a while, you're going to get so tired that you're just not going to feel like doing things that are productive and beneficial for you. And some people are going to want to escape that pain, escape that frustration, escape that misery. And if they don't have money to pay a counselor or a psychologist, or if, unfortunately, they're just too ashamed to admit that they need the services of a mental health professional, and they look for another way out, and that way out is cigarettes or alcohol or methamphetamines or crack cocaine or opioids. Not a good way to deal with the adversity, but those are ways that some people deal with it. Their behaviors and their outcomes, for example, obesity, are closely linked to the onset and the course of many diseases, including diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular disease, cognitive decline later in life. I tell you what, I think that we really need to care enough about each other that we try to do something about all this. Let's explore this some more in just a few.
When things are black and white.